Now, what it means to catch the spirit of the ministry. What does it mean to catch the spirit of the ministry? Are you standing?
Yes.
Yes. Numbers 11 verse 17. So I said I was giving you three things. And I've given you number one, how to start a church. And number two, what it means to catch the spirit of the ministry. Numbers 11 verse 17 says, I will come down and talk with thee, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and I will put it on them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. Amen. Now, God could have given these 70 people an anointing for leadership. Look at me, I'm telling you something. God could have given these people an anointing for leadership, but he didn't. He wanted the spirit which was on Moses to be on them. That's what people don't realize. That God many times wants what is on the leader to be on the other people so that they can work as a team. As a team. As a what? Team. Team. As a team. It means as a team. Yes. As a team. As a team. When you start going to South America, that's how you speak. As a team. Now, think about it. God didn't want the spirit that was on somebody, but he wanted the spirit on Moses. So that whatever Moses was doing, the spirit of it will be the same spirit that these people are operating in. So it is important for you to receive or to catch the spirit of the mission or the ministry that is functioning, or the spirit on the leader, so that we can all jointly bear the burden of winning 2 million souls as attending church. In our churches, we should be more than that. I mean, think of the millions of people in the world. 2 million is very small. Very small indeed. So, never think that, you know, a person is being made too important. No. Every ministry has a spirit on the leader. And God said, I have sent my spirit to you. I've sent my spirit to you to do this and that. No. He said, I want to take the spirit that is on this person and put it on them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee. So you work together with a person when you have the same spirit. So to catch the spirit or receive the spirit of the mission which is on the person, it's very important. So you flow in tandem with the person. Otherwise, you are out of step and you are disorderly and you create entropy. It's a word. Check entropy. Amen. Are you with me? There is an anointing on every ministry. Yes. And wherever you find yourself, you must take someone who has the spirit of the mission. What are the things that, if we were to break up the spirit of a ministry, what would it be like? What would you call it? Number one, the vision of the house. What does it mean to catch the spirit of the ministry? Number one, it means to catch the vision of the house, or the vision that Moses has. Number two, it means to catch the principles of the house. So In every house, there are principles and ways by which things are done. Number three, it means to catch the philosophy. Like, how does our mind work? That's why if you are in the church, you see that our philosophy is that the Sunday should be used well. The Sunday shouldn't be wasted. We must maximize the Sunday. It's our philosophy. It's our way of thinking. It's our way of carrying out the Great Commission. It's our way of feeding the sheep. And if you are part, you see, and you come, you can't just come from a Bible school from somewhere and say, oh, I want to be a reverend minister in your church. No. You have to come and be birthed into the spirit of the house. And the spirit that is on the leader must be on you at wherever you are. Number four, it means the standards of the house. When you become a bishop, there are some standards that are expected. When you become a pastor, there are some standards that are expected. Yes. One time I had some pastors and I saw that, you know, some of the pastors were coming only for third service. So I called the pastor, I called a meeting, I told them, listen, if you are a pastor, the basic standard, basic requirement is that you should attend church for at least two services. You can't just come like, well, visitors come for just one service. You must be around for two, and if possible, three. In fact, we started to excuse the lady pastors from the early service, but everybody else, at least two services. So whatever standard there is, you have to accept the basic standards. We expect shepherds and pastors to pay tithes. Lay pastors. If you don't pay tithes, it's not going to work. We won't have you. And we'll remove you. Yeah. So the standards of the house, very important. Number five, the doctrines of the house. The doctrines of the house. What doctrines are there? What teachings do we have? Now, with my books, all there, it's quite easy to see our doctrines. Yes. Amen. It's quite easy to see our doctrines. What philosophies do we have? What principle? What is Vision 527? What is Ben MP? You have to be birthed in. You have to accept all these things. You can't just be around and say, oh, it's not necessary. What is Ben MP? This and that. Who that? We don't accept somebody is preaching and you'll be making comments. As the preaching is going, oh, it's this and that. This and that. We don't have that here. I said, we don't have that here. The standards of the house. The doctrines of the house. The procedures of the house. You have to accept it. If a pastor is appointed through exams and through subjective approval or recommendation, you have to accept that that is the procedure. You know, we had a pastor once, a lay pastor, he felt he should have been ordained. He said, I feel I should have been ordained. I've been around. And he went off like a bullet. Because he could not accept the procedures of the house. Every house has a procedure. Yes, you may do the exam, but after that, the bishop must approve of it or recommend it. And if he doesn't, too bad. To become a bishop is even more subjective. You have to accept it. That is the procedure of the house. You must accept the procedures of the house, the philosophies of the house, the doctrines of the house, the standards of the house, the vision of the house. Every house has all these. And if you are catching the spirit of the ministry, you will catch all these things. You can't do your own thing here. Number seven, the emphasis on the house. Of the house. The emphasis. Every church emphasizes different things. Yes. So the emphasis of the house is equally an important part of the spirit of the mission and the ministry. You can't come from Gobbledygook Bible School and say, I'm coming from Gobbledygook Bible School and I want to be a pastor in your church. No, we don't know Gobbledygook Bible School. We don't know what you learned there. Oh, it's the most famous Bible school. We know it's famous, but we don't need you. We need somebody with who has caught the spirit of the ministry. So in a book, Mega Church, we talk about what does it mean to catch the spirit of the ministry. Yes, that's different from catching the anointing. Yes, it's different. It is to catch the procedures, to catch the vision, to catch the doctrines of the house, to catch the principles of the house, to catch the standards of the house, to catch the philosophy of the house, to catch the doctrines of the house, the procedures of the house, the emphasis of the house, the anointing of the house. There's an anointing for mega church here. There's an anointing for building here. There's an anointing for, you see, the emphasis is on Matthew 6:33. Emphasis is on soul winning. Emphasis is on building the church. Yes. Prosperity here is connected to, it's not connected to giving as you may think. It's connected to seek ye first the kingdom of God. We believe in giving, but we believe in working for God. God will take care of us. That is the emphasis. That is the doctrine. That is the vision. The vision of tools. You have to love it. It must be in your heart. It will change us as we keep on emphasizing the vision, the standards. You can't do what you want to do. Yes, you can't live anyhow. You can't live an immoral life and expect to be in a position. You can't do anything, just what you want to do. Yes. The standards, philosophy, vision, principles. That's what it means. Father, thank you for blessing us today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Sit down for a moment.